avedus adam lamata, with the service of a person down below, to a person's work. Ukimach kasum, as it is written, ki lehim teravayel kim al oretz v'adam ayin lavedus adam. The eid yalam in oretz v'ishkes kopnei adam. Says that Hashem did not send rain in the first 6 days, the first 5.5 days of creation, because there was no man to serve, to work the earth. And when man came to work the earth, what happened? A vapor went up from the earth and brought rain down onto the earth. So this has to do, shows that there's a direct correlation between, when it comes to rain, between a person's avida down here and actually begashmius, it rises, the vapors rise up from here and only then return later as rain. Whereas Mashenki Khachiakayats, whereas this, pardon?
Say 5.5?
No, it does not say 5.5. I made that up.
Alright.
I figured I'll pick the smallest hat size I could think of. No, it's 5.5.
It says 5.5.
No, it's a fact that it's 5.5. What is it?
Oh man, I was just thinking about, never mind. But just 5.5. It says, like, somewhere, 5.5.
No, it doesn't say somewhere.
It's just 5, and then you're saying a half.
What are you talking about?
What is
I have no idea what you're talking
6 days, that's, he said rain.
There wasn't a man.
Man was created on the sixth day. So it didn't rain until he parted away through the sixth day. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So that means 5 plus 5 and change.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Can you deal with that?
Yeah, I don't need some 12 on it.
Okay. Mashenki Chachakayetz, pardon? Whereas the summer months was Kumin Nachti Me'akshon, which come following the winter months. And Fabund Be'ikimit in Yonatal are connected primarily with dew, which comes from Milmaila, which dew comes from above. Tal Loi Me'otzer. In fact, the Gemara in Taina says that dew is never held back. Rain is sometimes held back. Dew, on the other hand, is never held back. Tafkin Dam in Yonakshon was Kumtel Chavedis Hamat. Primarily, Dafka, specifically through the union of rains, which come through the work down below in Gshamim Ech Milosh and Gashmis Eilam, in the physical world, is unterstrachen der Shleimus Achibur from Eilamat. It is Dafka through rain that is underlined, that is emphasized, the ultimate bonding between the highest and the lowest. The highest of the high and the lowest of the low. Eid Yalam in Aretz. It says that from where does the vapor rise up? From the Aretz, from the earth. Fun Aretz, from earth, is Eilam Umata Lamailan. Eid Yaseidak goes up from down below upward, a vapor, which is a very fine element. Vastas Bavaisas, does Fabun und Be'eretz zu Gidre Atach. Which the fact that it rises up from the earth is an indication that it is connected to and on the level of the earth. This vapor which rises up, in turn, waters the entire earth, the face of the earth, from above. That the waters go from above down below. The rains descend from the clouds of the heavens above, in a manner of giving to drink the entire face of the earth. They fatrinken das ganze Land, die ganze Gashmis. They
saturate
the entire physical existence. Make pnei adam, the primus from the Gashmis, tigalan. Also, the face of the earth, which is, means the innermost aspect of the physical reality. The detail of Mashke Mayim is, as the Metzius Velches Yiriyat Amret in Ganzen Durchgesaft und Vertrunken in der Mashke, which, as is the nature of liquids, water, that thing which comes in contact with it becomes completely soaked and saturated with this liquid. Was in dem steht der öfte von dem Mai mal der Bechwal und wir hat gilt der sich sind begeistert Christlev zu durchnahmen Segel oder man nivre und mit Jesus gash mit sel mit alle kurs and to use the words of the Rambam in the end of the laws of Mikveis in may hadas hatahur the it is the nature of Teda which is compared to water to completely saturate the human intellect and the existence of the physical world with godliness, especially the teachings of Chassidus, with godliness, which, as the Rambam refers to, with the waters of pure, the pure waters of knowledge. Das Elokei Avicha, know the God of your father, bizin an efen from kulei mashke, till the point that these waters saturate the earth in a manner that the earth becomes completely liquid. As the ganze Welt Gashmis is im ganzen durchgenommen und durchgesagt mit Alkus Ruchnius, that the whole physical world is completely permeated and soaked through with godliness. Molot, it's days of Aikam Ayim Le'am Mechasim, the world is filled with the knowledge of God as water covers the sea. So it's time to go to the Gula Mitzvah Shlem Velcha Kum Tuch Yifutz Meinus Echachutz, which will actually be revealed in the true and complete redemption, which comes about through the spreading of the wellsprings outward. So that's the connection between the month of Kislev, which is connected to Geshem, which is connected to Avodah Sa'adam down below, which ultimately brings the revelation of Teda, especially Teda Sachsidus, from above down below. The Esh Ha'esu Az Dazi Eich Merum is in the word Kislev Esis Kes Lev. We get this also alluded to in the word Kislev, which is made up of the letters Kes, Chav Samach, and Lev, Lamed Vav. As the Dags and Alkusis and Kes, Melash and Mechusset, at the levels of godliness which are Kes, from the same root of the word which means concealed, covered over, Fadek Mitzad Atzme, Kumadek Mitzad Atzme, Kumadek Mitzad Atzme, that they are covered over in and of themselves as they derive from the concealed aspects of God, Venis Gala Lamata in Lev, the Gematria Elev, Svayis, Tav Shlemis, Agilu. Are revealed down below in Lev 36, which is the numerical value of Ela, which indicates something which is revealed. In the Midas HaAdam, Lev also alludes to the emotive faculties of the person, which break down to 6 times 6, the ultimate revelation of the Midas, as they break down into specific parts, 6 times 6 equals 36. To be